The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's National Poetry at Work Day, Tony. I'm sure you got one for us.
Indeed I do. I am Tony Kornheiser. Roses are red, so is the tide. Here's to the Buckeyes. At least they tried. Wasn't much of a game.
That's pretty good.
Much.
It was a game for about three quarters of one half. How's that sound? No, a little longer than a quarter.
You know,
a little longer than that.
I know who you were rooting for.
Yeah.
They just weren't there. They weren't there. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, baseball says it's ready to put on a full season, but we begin today, obviously, with the total domination of Ohio State by Alabama. The score was 52-24, and after the first quarter, Alabama pulled away and left Ohio State standing still. Heisman winner Devontae Smith had 215 yards and three touchdowns in the first half. Mac Jones passed for 464 yards and five touchdowns. Wilbon, why wasn't this more of a game?
Because Alabama's offense is too good. They're too good. Too good. Superior. All-time great. I mean, you mentioned Mac Jones. Mac Jones is fine. Mac Jones really, you know what? In the words of the great Bill Belichick, he does his job. And his job is to feed the beast. And the beast collectively, Devontae Smith, Najee Harris, Jalen Waddle, Jaleel Billingsley, and Waddle was he's trying to come back from injury, and it was great that Saban let him play. But, I mean, just Devontae Smith and Najee Harris alone, Tony, I know Devontae Smith is the eye popper. He's the electricity. He's the guy you look at and say, oh, my God, I wonder if he, though, might get broken in half in the pros. Najee Harris, are you kidding me? No one can tackle this kid. And you look at them and you say, I'm sorry, I don't care what anybody else has out there. They win. They win huge margins except against Florida. They're just too good.
Yeah, I actually believe that they had an advantage in playing so many more games than Ohio State because they could draw on experience over the course of the year. I think their quarterback, Mac Jones, and I've told you this before, I think he's Bart Starr. I think he makes no mistakes. I think he's tremendously efficient. He was much better than Justin Fields last night. Justin Fields was great against Clemson. Great. I got the numbers here. 385 yards and six touchdowns. But last night, 194 yards and one touchdown. And as you say, that the orchestration of that offense is spectacular. I mean, it really, they got, their skill players are really skilled. They are.
They're some of the greatest you've seen in college. Again, I'm just going to those two. And poor, you know, I mean, poor Waddle, he didn't get a chance to show what he can do from having that early season injury in this Billingsley kid, Chicago's own. Wow. Listen, you are not going to hear a word of criticism from me directed at Ohio State. They're not nearly as good as that other team, particularly that unit, that offense, which just does whatever it wants against whomever it's playing.
So let me get to Nick Saban for a second, because Nick Saban now has six championships at Alabama. Saban has six championships. He's got seven overall, 6-14 seasons, which is even better than Bill Belichick in New England, who had six, and I believe it took him 18 seasons. I could be wrong on that. And the remarkable thing to me is Nick Saban once won one of these things 9-6. He was a very conservative offensive guy because he's a defensive guy. And now he's winning them 52-24 or whatever the score was. And the reason is it's like Mike Krzyzewski. Mike Krzyzewski had to embrace one and dones. And when he did, he won with one and dones. This guy, Nick Saban, said, I can beat you the old way. And now you think you can beat me the new way? No. I can beat you the new way.
Beat you anyway. Particularly, he keeps recruiting kids like that. Mac Jones, going back to the quarterback, earned the right to talk up his team afterward. Jones threw for 464 yards, five touchdowns, no picks. And after the game, he said, quote, I think we're the best team to ever play. There's no team that will ever play an SEC schedule like that again, close quote. Tony, do you agree that this Alabama team is to claim to being the best college football team ever.
So I think they are a special team. I think they are deserving champions. I think he's right that an SEC team is not going to have to go through the entire SEC anymore because they build in breather games in a regular year. But I looked at LSU last year, and I thought that was maybe the best team I had ever seen. Better than USC teams, better than a Texas team that I thought was great. I think you have to have this discussion in the context of the pandemic, Mike, because there's not a football team in America that wasn't affected by it, wasn't at some point diminished by it, or didn't have their schedules changed by it. And so what I think is that it's a great team, but the season itself, special as it was, takes an asterisk from me, and I'm not willing to commit that it's the greatest team ever. How about you?
Okay, with all due respect to Mac, I'm not listening to some five-year-old kid tell me who the greatest team of all time is. Because he didn't know anything, chances are overwhelming, about the great college football teams of all time. He has no idea. He's not old enough. Believe me, I have this fight every night with a preteen in my house about who the greatest of all time is.
Yeah.
And I just say, did you see Oscar Robertson? Then shut up and go to your room to PlayStation or whatever you're playing. So I can say that
you're
same thing to the
Alabama. In that regard, I admire that.
You like that? Yeah, I think I got that move from you.
I admire that. Good job.
But I don't want to hear this kid. Now, he may be right about that kind of schedule. Let's hope that no team ever in a conference has to play that kind of schedule again. So he's right there. And he's got a great team. We just talked about this. This looks like the greatest offense. Tony, I take this offense against LSU's offense of last year 6 days a week and twice on Sundays, as the cliche goes. I mean, I'm sorry. Devontae Smith, I don't think there's anybody on LSU or the previous Clemson team, as great as Etienne is, as good as this kid, Devontae Smith. And Najee Harris, I think, is going to be a spectacular pro. So, yes, I'll go with him there. All time? No, I'm not going to. We got to sit down and look at all time. This kid doesn't know who O.J. Simpson is, much less that before he became infamous, he was famous for being on great teams of all time. So I'm not going there.
So I'll also say that the SEC this year was a little bit weaker than normal. I mean, LSU lost 5 games. Auburn lost 5, Florida lost 4, and in terms of Alabama's defense, Mike, they gave up 48 to Ole Miss, they gave up 46 to Florida. Again, I love their offense too. I'm not willing to say greatest team of all time. We move on.
Right.
Commissioner Rob Manfred informed all 32 clubs they should be ready for spring training on time and ready to play the full 162-game schedule, according to Bob Nightingale and USA Today. MLB was hoping to delay the start of the season by at least a month and cut the games accordingly to make sure all players were vaccinated. But the Players Association wants 162 games for financial reasons. Wilbon, is this the right plan for baseball?
Tony, I don't know if it's the right plan for baseball. That depends on where the world is in large part. And neither management or labor, in the case of that particular sport, gives a damn about what's right for the sport. They care about what's right for each individually, themselves. That's all they care about. Baseball's had enough labor stoppages and enough headbutting over the century, and I don't mean just this one. I mean the 20th century going back, to show us they're not paying attention to what's good for the sport in general. Sometimes they get it right by accident as they consider what's right for themselves. But I don't know. I'm not going to try to sit here and say that this is the right move. I mean, we don't know. Hopefully, Tony, by the time we get to the end of the baseball season, the world will have taken a big turn in the right direction. But without that, we don't know if this is going to work for baseball.
Yeah, I'm sitting down night after night, and I'm looking at what's happening to basketball and how it is being disrupted right now in front of our eyes. And I'm thinking this will happen to baseball as well, that 162 games is not even necessary. 120 to 140, I think, would make everybody happy. You can make up some games with those 7-inning doubleheaders. I think those 3 rules, the 7-inning doubleheaders, the guy on first base in the 10th inning, the universal DH, I think they all worked out. I don't really know that this is going to work out completely for baseball. And I know it's unpopular to take the view of the owners, but, you know, I mean, if you own a baseball team and you have to pay out full salary to your players and you want fans vaccinated so you can get some concessions, because, Mike, this is not the NFL or the NBA. television doesn't pay for all of it.
That's right.
It doesn't. So I understand why an owner would say, wait, you want me to open up and make no money and just give out money? So I don't know.
I understand it. You know, each side can make some compelling cases as to why in the moment you understand and see it the way that side sees it. But is it the right move? You know, I mean, how far are we going to get? How far are we going to go, continue to go with cases of COVID being reported and deaths at a record rate? Every day there's a new record. How long are we going to go that way before it plateaus and then starts to, you know, decrease?
Yeah.
I mean, we may need to see that before baseball or any other industry can go on in a way that they want.
Again, the comparison to basketball, basketball is changing its protocols right now because of all the games that they are having to postpone and rearrange. Let's take a break. But coming up, did Justin Fields just slip out of the number 2 pick in the draft?
And which NFL quarterback is more likely to get traded, Deshaun Watson or the massively overrated Carson Wentz?
Yeah, your hatred for Carson Wentz is consistent. I admire it because it is all the time.
And you know what? It came earlier than all the other experts, all the other guys with gold jackets.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Time for toss-up, where I play the role of a perfectly thrown pass, and Wilbon plays the role of Bears receiver Javon Wims, and it goes right through. What's first?
Toss-up. Who should the Jets take at number 2, Justin Fields or Devontae Smith?
So you've got to tell me this. You've got to tell me, are the Jets ready to get rid of Sam Darnold after 3 years? Will a new coach come in and say, I want to get rid of Sam Darnold? Because that makes a difference. If they're not ready to do that, then I want to take the wide receiver. I'm not sure that I want Fields anyway at the number 2 pick. I might want the BYU kid if I wanted a quarterback. But I am pretty sure that Devontae Smith is a great pass receiver and a great prospect who seems to run away from people all the time. Now, he's thin, Mike, and you worry, I guess, because DBs in the pros hit a lot harder than DBs in college. Maybe he becomes injury prone like DeSean Jackson or something like that. But to me, the Jets need so much. I would not get rid of Darnold for another quarterback. I'd take this kid.
I don't think I'd get rid of Darnold, Tony. And I'm not down on Justin Fields for last night. I don't think he hurt his draft stock at all. He shouldn't have. He's up against a superior team, as we talked about in the previous segment. The thing for me is Smith, Tony, he's like Allen Iverson. I mean, he's a force of nature, but he's so small. He is so thin. He got hurt last night, had to miss half the game. Yep. And as you mentioned in the pros, it's not just the DB. It's not just the corners. It's the safeties. And by the way, linebackers can catch you and hit you on Sundays and lay you out. So therefore, I got a write-in candidate, Tony. I think I might take Najee Harris, who no one seems to be able to tackle, and he's 6'2", 230 pounds. And as you mentioned, the Jets need some of everything. So I might go...
Everything.
I might go to Alabama with the pick, just not with the pick we're talking about.
That's a grown man, a running back. What's next?
Ooh. Toss up, more likely to get traded, Deshaun Watson or Carson Wentz?
This is pretty simple, really. The one that screams the loudest, he's the one that is going to get traded. Deshaun Watson at the moment is looking at a deteriorated situation in Houston. They made that terrible trade, got rid of DeAndre Hopkins, and that cost the coach's job justifiably. J.J. Watt, he's done. He wants to leave at this point. Watson doesn't like anything that's going on, so I don't know how loud he's going to scream. Maybe the new GM is going to make him happy with the coach that he wants. Wentz, it's now being reported, is maybe more willing to stay than before. That means it had to have been personal with Doug Peterson. And maybe he feels that a new coach will look at him in a different light. But there's another part to this, Mike. There's probably 10 or 12 teams that would want Carson Wentz and wouldn't give much for him. There's 25 teams in the NFL that would jump up and down to get Deshaun Watson and make a deal that maybe Houston would like.
Yeah, Tony, the only problem, and I don't disagree with you, Houston Texans major in stupid. You mentioned a guy that cost the coach his job. That's the same guy who made the trade, all right, to send DeAndre Hopkins here to Arizona, to the desert. So the Texans have majored in stupid for a long time. And it's not just Deshaun Watson who was wanted out. You mentioned J.J. Watt, who sits at the lectern week after week and just looks around like, are you kidding me? So the Eagles have majored in stupid only lately. And Luria, owner, I know that you like and respect, and you know him certainly better than I do. He doesn't tolerate stupid for long. And it seems like he'll make the right move. So he better get a coach who wants to coach this particular quarterback, who to me is the most overrated guy in all of football. So I don't know which one of them is going to make a deal, but if the Texans trade Deshaun Watson and wind up with a pick or some inferior dude, it'll just underline how often and how severely that franchise majors in dumb, and I hope Deshaun Watson can get the hell up out of there.
That's it. I'm not coming back on that with Wilbon. He's mad now. Let's take one last break. Still to come, how can an offensive tackle play for the Colts last week and then the Packers this week? We will explain.
And should Tony and I be as excited as we are, like two little kids, that Evander Holyfield and Mike Tyson are in talks to fight again?
What's the line from Patton? God help me, I love it so.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 61st birthday, Dominique Wilkins. His credentials are unassailable. Dominique Wilkins was a great player. He's in the Hall of Fame. He averaged 24.8 points a game over 15 NBA seasons, a 9-time All-Star, a scoring champion. 7 different times he was named to one of the All-NBA teams, and he had a fabulous nickname, the Human Highlight Reel. But the debate over Dominique Wilkins always comes down to the fact that he never won a title, he never got to the NBA Finals. Great players like Larry Bird, Isaiah Thomas, and Michael Jordan blocked his path. Wilkins could never get by them. Nobody says this in football, where there are so many moving parts. Nobody says this in baseball, where one player never really carries a team. But in basketball, there is a judgment on you if you never even get to the finals. You're great individually, but you're not on the top tier.
Yeah, but Tony, some guys I have on are pretty near the top tier. Hall of Famers, three of them who didn't make it to the final. Steve Nash, Grant Hill, Adrian Dantley, Chris Webber, who will get into the Hall of Fame and should be there. So that's four guys, Tony, who were great, great players, didn't get there. Dominique, one of the all-time nice guys, and you named the people who blocked his path. He didn't get blocked by chumps. He didn't even get just blocked by Hall of Famers. He got blocked by all-time greats. And I feel bad in that way for Dominique, who had a great career. I love seeing him when he's at games as a broadcaster now.
Happy anniversary, Sean McVay. On this day 4 years ago, the Rams surprisingly named the 30-year-old McVay their head coach. The previous season, McVay had been offensive coordinator in Washington. McVay became the youngest head coach in modern NFL history. In short order, McVay hired 37-year-old Matt LaFleur, whom he'd worked with in Washington, to be his offensive coordinator. In the four seasons McVay has been in Los Angeles, the Rams are 43-21. They've made the playoffs three times and the Super Bowl once. LaFleur has gone on to Green Bay, where he's the number one seed in the NFC. These two are part of a raft of recently hired young coaches that include Joe Judge of the Giants, Kevin Stefanski of the Browns, Zach Taylor of the Bengals, and Brian Flores of the Dolphins, who are in their late 30s, and LaFleur, Kyle Shanahan of the 49ers, and Cliff Kingsbury in Arizona, who are all 41.
Yeah, Tony, there's sort of a legion of those guys who proved themselves to be bright young assistants wherever, and at the college and pro level, sometimes both. It's going to be interesting to see, though, how many climb up that ladder. You just talked about getting to a championship and getting to the Super Bowl.
Happy trails to the Colts for Jared Veldheer. The veteran offensive tackle who played for the Colts in the playoffs against Buffalo last Sunday is apparently going to be able to play for his old team, the Packers, in the playoffs this Saturday against the Rams. Veldheer would be the first player in NFL history to play postseason games for different teams in the same postseason. He's allowed to do this because he was on the Colts practice squad and was elevated only for their playoff game against Buffalo. He was not signed to the 53-man roster, so he's free to move. Veldheer had retired after last season, and the Colts lured him out of retirement and signed him to their practice squad. Veldheer, 33, is quite familiar with the Packers, having played for them in the playoffs last year. He may well start a tackle against the Rams so that Billy Turner can return to his primary position at guard.
Yeah, but Tony, you know, this could be really tricky and bothersome potentially for the league if he was leaving a Packers rival, you know, from last week and coming to a team. Because then you're talking about secrets and what part,
right,
if that plays, if any. So at least the league is avoiding that conundrum.
Yeah, well, it's AFC, NFC, so you're not, you know,
it is.
It's really different.
We
go to the big finish. The NBA revised its COVID protocol. Basically, it's don't spend time with outsiders at home or on the road. Your thoughts?
Tony, I don't know that any rule of thumb is going to all of a sudden just eliminate COVID cases from the NBA or any sport. NHL starts tomorrow. I mean, this is hard. The Cowboys hired Dan Quinn as their defensive coordinator. Is he the choice?
When they won the Super Bowl, I believe he was the defensive coordinator at Seattle. A lot of times, guys are not great as head coaches. They go back to becoming coordinators, and they're quite good. The White Sox have agreed to terms with free agent closer Liam Hendricks. Is that a big deal, Mr. Chicago?
Tony, he's potentially an elite closer, and the board is tilted. Chicago's tilted from north to south because the Southsiders are really trying to win now. Evander Holyfield says he's in talks to fight Mike Tyson for a third time. I know you're excited.
I am, but don't listen to me. I'm excited because I knew them. Their combined age is 112. What are you doing? Stop. Last one, college hoops. Number 9, Wisconsin, and number 7, Michigan. Who you got?
I think Michigan, Tony, may be the best team in a loaded Big Ten. I may go Illinois second. Wisconsin awfully good. I'm watching that tonight.
Out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. Now here's SportsCenter. Tony, are you watching Matt the Bachelor? Are you paying attention?
No, I don't like The Bachelor, but Darlene at Comcast.
Matt.